I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They are done at Eastlake. We will get you caught up on the leaderboard. Stay right there. And Scotty is not atop the leaderboard, but he's got a shot heading into the weekend. We are happy to be joined by a friend of the show, Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker podcast, who you should follow on social media, by the way, at Ross Tucker NFL. And you can ask him questions, too. Futurefans.com. By far the best way to get your kids to love and understand football. We love Ross Tucker. Ross, man, it is good to have you back on. We are counting down to the start of the regular season. We got to get through this last preseason stuff. We're all anxious. But I got to ask you and start where you call games, and you see that team a lot, and that's Philadelphia. They are the world champs. Did they take a step back at all in the offseason with what they lost? Are they going to be as good, and is the depth still what we think it is?
Well, it's a good question, Carl. I'm 40 minutes from MetLife Stadium right now because I'm on the call tonight for the Eagles and the Jets for the Eagles television network. I think it's impossible to argue that they're better, right? I mean, when you lose just on defense, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay, you know, maybe not as important, Isaiah Rodgers, Brandon Graham retires. You're talking about five or six of the most, I don't know, 15 or 16 most important defensive players. Now, they went heavy in the draft on defense. I think it's their first five or six guys they drafted were on the defensive side of the ball. And they had a lot of young players that really stepped up and played well, you know, down the stretch in the postseason. So they're hoping that those guys, you know, either pick up where they left off or even better, you know, take a step because they got one of the youngest defenses in the NFL. I guess I would just say there's a bunch of questions, right, about those young players. And even if those guys are good, it's hard to argue that they have the same depth that they had last year where they could just kind of come at you in waves. I mean, the guys they were bringing in last year off the bench, those are a lot of their starters now this year. And so I don't know that we've seen, at least in the preseason so far, that the guys behind them are as good as the guys were a year ago. But I don't know that we knew that those guys were that good a year ago at this time, if that makes sense.
Right. Ross Tucker's with us, guys, and a dude who's a microbrew expert, Carl, and a hell of a broadcaster,
exactly.
Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It always seems like when ESPN's got to kill some time, let's get debates about quarterbacks, and then it got everybody fired up, and I've seen Cam Newton crapping on Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts' game. Now, I know 18 touchdowns is kind of like 1970s quarterback numbers, but Ross, he also ran for like 14 touchdowns last year. To me, he doesn't get the respect, and you play to your strengths. I mean, where do you look at his game? Because you got a guy like Saquon, he's never going to have the throwing numbers.
Yeah, listen, I think, depends on what you value the most at that position. You know, what I can tell you is that he's probably never going to put up, you know, the he's put up. And if you want to say he's not as good as Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, we can have that discussion, and I think that's reasonable. What I would tell you, though, is that he plays his best when it matters the most. I mean, the guy's been in two Super Bowls, and he's played better than Mahomes in both of them. That goes a long way for me. It's not his fault that the rest of his team is very good. I mean, guess what? Most of the teams that win the Super Bowl, the team's really good. Yeah, like people almost blame him for that. And I think I don't think he gets enough credit, actually, guys, for the running game, because they have a very good offensive line. And Saquon is absurd. We know those things, right? But because of Hurts and because of the threat he is in the running game, man, he gives the O-line really good angles. And, you know, that threat just opens up wider holes for Saquon than there otherwise would be. You know, that backside guy really has to make sure he takes Hurts' legs into account. That's a factor, right? So they have a backup quarterback, Tanner McKee, who looks to be pretty darn good. And he goes through his progressions well, and he's accurate. And all those things are major positives. But he does not open up the running game like Hurts does. And I feel like Hurts, and really any of the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you know, there's a reason why those teams are so high in the rankings for rushing yardage. Their running backs, it feels like whoever plays running back for the Ravens, whoever plays running back for the Bills, they put up good numbers. It's because of how much of an advantage having those type of quarterbacks, those running mobile quarterbacks, is for the entire offense.
Ross Tucker joining us, host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. You got to follow him on social media, guys, at Ross Tucker NFL. As he mentioned, he's on his way to call a preseason game tonight, and will call games throughout the course of the season. While we're talking about quarterbacks, do you believe that either the Bills or the Ravens are ready to dethrone Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? I mean, here's the deal, Ross, and I think we kind of forget about these moments. You go back the last 4 years, and you think about Mahomes, and you say, wait a minute, he beat Josh Allen in 21 in the playoffs, 13 seconds, right? The drive, field goal, forces overtime, then beats Josh. The next year, it was a late hit out of bounds that beats Joe Burrow's team in the playoffs in 22. Then the deep dagger with Lamar Jackson against the Ravens in 23. The fourth quarter rally last year against the Bills to beat them. And you say, okay, great, I do love everything about these other teams and their quarterbacks, but are you ready to say they're ready to dethrone Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, they've been ready. They just haven't done it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, the Bills and the Ravens have been right there with the Chiefs for the last handful of years. They just can't get it done. And it's funny because I have a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, which is super popular, and they always say, you know, it's like if you're on the craps table, right? You just keep riding that thing. Until it craps out. And so I'm gonna keep riding the Chiefs. I think they're way better at left tackle with the rookie Josh Simmons. I think it's kind of scary for them to have Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice as well as Xavier Worthy on the field at the same time with three guys that can flat out fly later in the year. And I'm picking them to go back to the Super Bowl and win it. I'm going with them. Now, I would love to see the Ravens or Bills beat them, and they absolutely are capable. And I would say law of averages, regression to the mean, whatever you want to call it, right, the Chiefs are essentially statistically impossible at this point. You know, whatever they've won, 15 or 16 one-score games in a row, certainly, you know, all the playoff games they've won that have been close games, that is impossible, right? Like any numbers guy, any insurance accuracy, that doesn't make sense. Well, Mahomes doesn't make sense. Mahomes makes the plays that he needs to make, and Andy Reid's a good coach, and I think just the belief when you have a quarterback like Mahomes. Now, what's critical in my mind is you need to take away every advantage. So the Ravens and the Bills, especially the Bills in the AFC East, they got to get the number one seed. You know, the AFC East is not close to what the AFC West or the AFC North are, right? That means the Bills need to get the number one seed. And I know that the Chiefs went and won in Buffalo 2 years ago, then they won in Baltimore. Guess what? You're still increasing the degree of difficulty, right? So everything we're doing here is trying to increase the degree of difficulty, trying to get as much of a little margin as you can to try to knock the Chiefs off finally. That would be a big step, right, is forcing the Chiefs to go on the road and forcing the Chiefs to have to beat both the Ravens and the Bills. They did it 2 years ago, but a lot of these years, it's like the Ravens have to play the Bills or whoever, and then they play the Chiefs. Or the Bengals have to play the Bills, and then they play. Like the Chiefs are almost getting the week one bye, and then the second game, they're playing the Texans usually. Like they're not having to do the same path, and it's because of the regular season.
Talking with Ross Tucker, guys, NFL lineman, 7 years in the league here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Going to talk about FutureFans.com in just a minute with Ross. Real quick, because you are a lineman, we're down a right tackle right now. Caleb McGarry signed an extension, and then he gets hurt. We don't know the extent of it. We're waiting on the Falcons to tell us what's what with an MRI. The backup guy, Ross, Storm Norton, has been really good. So right now we're having to go to like a former guard who's playing tackle. It's scary. How much would that concern you if you were a Falcon fan right now?
A lot. A great deal, because the reality is most teams, okay, the next guy up is a guy you can win with, right? So in your case, that's Storm Norton. The next guy up is a guy you can win. I've seen this a lot during my time in the NFL, right? We used to only have 7 offensive linemen that dressed for the game. Now that they get a couple more guys, they dress 8. But the 6th and 7th guys – or, you know, the one inside guy and the one swing tackle, they need to be good enough that if they go in the game, they're not the reason why you lose the game. You start to get to the 8th or 9th guy, those guys usually haven't played very much. Those guys can be the reason why you lose the game. So it's a major, major concern. There's no doubt about it. It's very unfortunate that both those guys got hurt. I will say I kind of love when a guy like Caleb McGarry, if he's going to get hurt, it's after he got the money. Right? Rashawn Slater did that as well. Programming note, by the way, that's why you take the contract. That's why you do that. Right. Because you want to make sure that you do have the ability to, you know, get that security in case you have an injury. So I'm glad for Caleb. I don't know how long he's out. But, yes, that's a major, major concern. And I do think it's a little bit pronounced with a left-handed quarterback, right? I mean, because that's somebody he can't really see if there's pressure coming off that edge. Fortunately, you know, the coaches know that you can slide the line that way. Jake Matthews is a heck of a player. He's going to have to win one-on-one. They're going to have to really go the other way and help whoever's playing right tackle to make sure he's not getting smoked and ruining the game.
Ross Tucker, what's your take on Anthony Richardson, bro? Got to ask you before we let you go. What's your take?
Yeah, no, I just think incredibly, incredibly gifted. I just don't know that he gets it or ever will. You know, I think sometimes being that gifted can be a blessing and a curse. I don't know that he's ever really had to do the extra to be a high-level player. I did their game against the Titans last year, late in the year, on CBS. It was right after they had their 4 best players. I think it was DeForest Buckner, Zaire Franklin, Quentin Nelson, Jonathan Taylor. They had a sit-down with Anthony Richardson to tell him what was expected of him at practice, what was expected of him walk-through, meetings, after. Like, he just... You know, you got to meet – everybody knew he was a developmental guy, right? Everybody knew that. But he's got to also want to be developed.
Correct.
Like, you got to meet him he's got to meet them halfway. And so the fact that, you know, late in his second year, that the players themselves had that meeting with him, that's pretty concerning. And, you know, you can't call plays as a coach in the NFL if your guy can't make the layups, right? And that's the issue. Yeah, I mean, we've all seen – I mean, he made a throw last year that might be the best throw I've ever seen in my life. Literally, the single – that 80 yards in the air touchdown throw is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's amazing. But guess what? You got to be able to make the layups, whether it's just the check down, the wide open receiver on a slant, or –
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Just mentally knowing where to go with the ball in some of these easy situations, it's impossible for a coach to call plays if he doesn't know that you're going to be able to make your layups. Anthony Richardson misses a lot of layups.
That's why we love him. Ross Tucker, always telling you the truth. Host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Hey, have fun tonight, man. We look forward to talking with you during the regular season. We'll talk more about futurefans.com. Check that out as well, guys. By far, the best way to get your kids to love and understand football. Ross, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.